When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and it is our final day and final 2 hours here at the 2024 NFL Scouting Combine. And last night, Matt, we finally got to see dudes on the field.
Oh, right. Actually doing athletic stuff that we're here. It's such a weird week. Like, you get here and it's such anticipation. It was an interesting group,
the,
right?
The big guys on the defensive
front
side.
Front seven,
yeah. Those front seven guys, and I thought some interesting results there from some of these guys. I thought there were some clear winners, and maybe not even just some of the guys that everybody was looking at in terms of.
I agree. I thought there's a couple names that more than held their own that doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot of publicity right now.
Like I look at Luke Aurojos. We talked a lot about him. What he ended up doing.
You knew he'd be athletic, but he was quite athletic. He really checked that box.
Yeah, 6'4", 294, and then went out and ran a 4.89 40-yard dash.
Outstanding.
1.67 split, a 32-inch vertical, and a 9.8 on the broad jump.
Yeah, checks all those boxes.
Yeah.
Exactly what he wanted, developmental
and
player.
And he had some production at Clemson. Mm-hmm. So,
I think he's a second-round pick.
Yeah, I think he helped himself. When we do our mock drafts, okay, we're going to get him in the third round. I don't think that's happening anymore,
especially the shallow defensive tackle class. Yeah. Developmental
for that
player.
That size and that kind of.
You would think his best football is ahead of him. A guy like him, if he would have tested poorly, really would have hurt himself.
Yeah.
And he tested, I would say, above expectations, so he kept the momentum going. Let's check those boxes. Exactly what we thought he was on tape. Okay, now I'm very comfortable to take him in round two.
Yeah. Adrian Cooper had a.
Yeah.
Very solid. I mean, is he the number one linebacker?
We just had Dane Brugler on. He seemed to like Golson better.
I get it.
I've heard a couple people that like Cooper noticeably better. The conversation with Greg Cosell, he was glowing about Cooper. But I do think there's a conversation there. We were talking about an hour or so ago about the linebacker group. I think what I know now, Cooper and Golson are the only ones I would consider in the second round. I wouldn't take any at 20. But then, if you don't get one of those two, I mean, the third, fourth neighborhood looks fine, but I don't know that they're the answer. What I mean?
Yeah.
So, sort of a sticky position right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you start looking at some of the results here, and again,
there are some good results, yeah.
I mean, I got to do more homework now on Jordan McGee, for example, from Temple.
It gives up.
Runs a 4.55. Again, he wasn't necessarily, he's not the highest rated guy, but okay, the speed catches your eye. Now I'm going to go look at the tape a little bit more here and dig in a little bit more with that guy. But there, if you look at this linebacker, like Cedric Gray ran a 4.64, which pales in comparison to the 4.5s that some of the other guys put up.
He was a little bigger than I thought, though,
but
too.
But 4.64 is perfectly.
Yeah, it's just not, doesn't mean he's slow.
Perfectly fine.
Right, right. In this. This day and age with, some linebackers running sub 4.5. I mean, 10 years ago, if you ran a 4.64, you'd be the talk of the town.
Yeah.
He's not slow.
Yeah. He, to your point, checked in at 6'1.5", 234 pounds. Like,
okay. I think he'd be closer to 6 foot, 228 or something like that, so maybe he's even carrying a little more weight than
usual. And
again,
he probably slimmed down a little bit.
I would assume since he ran.
He's probably more comfortable at 238, something like that, 240-ish.
No, so he's intriguing. But I think he's round three guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Notre Dame guys.
And the Ohio State guys.
There's
a lot to pick from.
Yeah.
The mid rounds.
Yeah, they're mid round guys.
Yeah. That's why I was saying it kind of reminds me of the centers. Like Dane just said it real well. He's like, I really think there's three centers in this draft that could be well above average starters.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. This draft, I look at two linebackers and say, wow, you'd love to have those guys. That's a great addition. But the other ones are intriguing. I mean, there's a gap, though. I mean, but they're third, fourth round neighbors, but there's a lot more names there than the center position that you'd be, you know, comfortable taking outside the top tier guys.
Yeah. Looking here at the defensive line stuff, it's kind of unfair that they consider all the they lump all these defensive end guys
in. Oh, the ends versus yeah. linebackers
so
versus
you,
right.
You know, so you're having a guy like Darius
Robinson looks terrible on these lists.
Like Darius Robinson, oh, he had the worst 40 time of any of these.
But if he works out of the defensive tackles, it's like, boy, he's the most athletic guy here.
Yeah.
He did the exact same thing. I thought the same thing. I was like, I was scrolling last night, and I'm like, oh, he's all at the bottom. Like, that's not fair to him.
Same thing with Brandon Dorius. Like,
yeah. I mean, they're 60 pounds heavier than some of the other guys.
290-pound right? players. Like, yeah. Where are they running against these 240-pound edge guys?
But you got to put them somewhere. And then the other one that no one's talking about having a great combine, because I think they have him listed as a linebacker, is Turner from Alabama, who's really an edge. But compared to the 220-pound linebackers, he's not at the top of the list, so nobody's talking about him.
Right.
But if you ran with the edge dudes, he'd be at the top of the list, and everybody'd be talking about him. Like, so those, I mean, of course the league doesn't just go to NFL.com like we do and put them in the groups that they're at. I mean, they're all going to build their own boards for their specific defense. But some guys to me that had really good weeks were like Verse and Turner, and that doesn't really apply to the Steelers, but just because you're not Chop Robinson, no one's talking about Verse, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and because Turner wasn't with the edges, no one's talking about him, which makes no sense. And Robinson, and the other one is Robinson from Missouri, right?
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. It just not compared to 240-pound defensive ends.
Yeah. I mean, you'll take your defensive end that is – 495 is perfectly fine for a guy that's 295 pounds.
Yeah, right. I mean, if Cam Hayward or Aaron Smith or any of those guys were sub 5'0", you'd be doing cartwheels.
Yeah, I think Cam was just over 5.
Was he? Yeah. I think Tuitt was in that neighborhood, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. Again,
yeah, they could really run.
Yeah, they could.
And they don't run 40 yards that often.
And then you look at it. Okay, his 10-yard split was 173. The vertical. 35 inches.
35 inches.
At for 295 pounds.
That's a big body getting off the ground, yeah.
And a 9.3 broad jump.
He checks all the athletic boxes. He's just in the wrong category.
Yeah, he's in the wrong category. You got to look at these guys, versus the other guys
who are
similar sizes, not just the position.
And one thing that the combine has an issue with is you want – semi-equal amount of bodies per group, too.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't want one position group to have 60 guys, the other one has 20. So the guys that are close, we'll put in move them over.
A friend of mine from back in Washington drove out and was at he was in the building last night watching the workouts.
Nice.
And he's texting me about different guys. As Braden Fisk is really like,
oh, man, yeah.
I mean,
he had a big day.
He had a great day. But the problem is, he's got 31-inch arms.
Yeah, and he always will.
He always will. That's not going to get better for him. You're not
no doubt.
Unless they start hanging him off a ceiling or something.
But you got to think he's on the rise.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked athletic on tape. He looked quick on tape. He certainly is a tremendous hustle player and attitude player.
My question, and I wish we would have had this information when Max was here, because we talked about him with Max when the arm length came out. He said, that's going to be a problem. You know, the tackles are going to get into his chest.
No question.
Those kind of things. Does the athleticism offset that?
I'll weigh that, right. I mean, a Geno Atkins, Grady Jarrett can get away with shorter arms because they get into
him
so quick. And there's not as much to get to them. Hard to get your hands on them.
He ran a 4.78.
Yeah. And the jumps are all the explosive stuff.
All the explosive stuff, all the athletic stuff was fantastic.
Maybe of everyone that worked out yesterday, he's the one that teams are going to have the longest discussion about.
Yeah.
You're like, we liked them, but we liked them as a third or fourth round type guy.
His 20-yard shuttle was 4.37.
Which is phenomenal, folks.
Ridiculous.
Especially somebody that big.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's a D tackle more than he's a D end.
Yeah.
I mean he's going to be
he
inside.
He did this stuff at 285 pounds.
Yeah. I don't know what you do with him. I mean, in terms of how do you value him in a weak defensive tackle class, he won't be for everyone, and it wasn't before this.
Yeah.
I mean, just in terms of type. I mean, like, Dick LeBeau wouldn't have a use for him, back in the day. But he did everything in his power to make you rethink that.
Right, yeah.
And
this is the question teams are asking themselves
now.
Does his athleticism offset the physical limitations?
Mm-hmm. That's a back-to-the-drawing
board player. Which is a weird way
player.
To say it, because his athleticism is part of his physical makeup.
Of course. But his strengths of his physical profile overtake his weaknesses of his physical profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and he has a great Senior Bowl week.
A great Senior Bowl week. He's good.
Great senior season.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, there's a lot there to like, but, you know, does that offset the one negative, mm-hmm. the short arms?
And I would think, even after that workout, I would think most teams look at him as a rotational guy, especially those first couple of years. Like, I don't think he's a plug-and-play 60-snap guy ever.
But
you know?
If you got 30 of those high-energy snaps out of him?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great value. Yeah. I mean, the Cam Haywards of the world would be like, I'll take 10 extra snaps off to bring that ball energy in, yeah. you know, and let him explode. Maybe it's just passing downs. Maybe he's a big team, a team that does a lot of stunning and looping and twists and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe those guys like him better. I mean, I don't think the teams that want the 330-pound rock in the middle are going to be interested, you know, but he's a back-to-the-drawing-board guy. I think he's a hard discussion for every team, and he made it harder on the teams that didn't like him.
Yeah, you know, officially weighed in at 6'3 and 5'8, so shade over
6'3. Yeah, yeah.
He's 292 pounds, and you ran the...
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned, like, Geno Atkins and Garrett, Grady Jarrett. He's much taller than those guys, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has short arms, but yeah. he's not a shorter guy.
You're not going to put him on a nose.
No.
You know, would it be a penetrating?
Is he a three technique type?
Yeah, penetrating up the field 4-3 defense? I don't know.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where he'd have to be. But is he quick enough to do it? And, you know, leverage and all those things. I'm sure someone will take him in the second round.
That's a big man. I would not have wanted to have been standing there as he's running down the...
Right,
40 running at you at 290.
There's a lot
pounds.
Of force come flying at
yeah.
you, right? Yeah.
But
he's one of the stories of the day.
Yeah, thought he helped himself. Mekhi Wingo, again,
he's another smaller.
Doesn't fit.
Yeah.
You know what this? You know,
I don't think either one will be Steelers.
Yeah, you're looking at a 6 foot, 284 pound defensive tackle, and he goes out in 4.85 and one
phenomenal
six,
number.
1.64 split.
1.64 is getting off the ball.
There might be some cornerbacks that would be happy with a 1.64.
Oh yeah, definitely some safeties.
Yeah,
right.
The 31-inch vertical, the 9, but again, 6 foot, 284, doesn't fit into the 3-4 scheme.
Mm-mm.
Now on the other side of that, his teammate Mason Smith does
yeah.
fit.
Well. I'm really warming up to this guy,
yeah.
and he finished the season pretty strong. Had tons of injury, a lot of injury stuff, a lot of things derailed him, but. Came to LSU as like 4- or 5-star recruit, looked like that right away, but he has a body type that the Steelers should covet.
Yeah,
maybe give him a 3rd or 4th round. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean a big take on guys get to the you know. Just,
what were his numbers?
He ran
height and weight and everything too.
Six.
He was over 6'3".
Six five 306.
Oh wow, he's 6'5". Okay.
Yeah. Then you're looking at a 5.01 40, 1.75 on the split, which is. You know,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
yeah it's fine.
31-inch vertical, and you're looking at 9-foot broad, 7.62 on the 3-cone and 4.69 on the 20-yard shuttle.
All were fine for me.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't blow your doors off, but I think he could be a maybe future starter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In terms of the defensive lineman, which one of those things are you looking at there and saying, okay, that's the one, because you know certain things you look at with.
I like the 6'5 part.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But
I also think he's pretty thick, and he could add another 10 pounds, too, and hold it well.
Yeah. They got his video here of him running. I mean, he just looks like he.
Yeah, he's a natural athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a powerful human being.
Long
too.
Arms.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You
can see
deal.
Why he would be a high recruit, went to LSU, and did well as a true freshman. Yeah. I'd be very intrigued with him. I need to do a little more homework on his health and things like that. And because things got derailed a little bit, but by all accounts, his last 3 or 4 games at LSU were his freshman type games, you know, like he was putting it back all together and healthy at the end there, which is great.
Yeah. So that's a guy to also keep an eye on there. Again, so much of this, when you're looking at these guys is, are they big enough? And it's kind of changed, you know, the Steelers drafted Leal. He wasn't the typical
mm-hmm.
size that they're, you know, they're typically looking for there, but a lot of this you can't. I mean, you have to be a certain height/size.
I think so.
You know, weight,
I mean, you're in the AFC North, and you want big physical people. You know, you're doing battle with the Ravens and the Browns run game. I mean, in weather and sloppy fields and things like that. I don't think you want you know, we were using a bunch of car analogies earlier. I don't think you want Ferraris out there. You know, I mean, I think you want some dump trucks and some, you know, F-150s and yeah, that type of thing. You need to be the baddest dude out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Gabe Hall, 503.
That's a good one, too.
172 on the split, 31.5-inch vertical, 9.7 on the broad jump, which is
really good. Yeah. What was his arms and all that? They were all, I mean, I know he was 6'5".
Yeah, they don't have a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, they don't in the profile.
6'6", 291.
Mm-hmm.
They do. 34.5-inch arms, which is
more than fine. That's definitely an advantage, yeah.
And then 7.65 on the 3-cone, 4.67 on the 20-yard shuttle.
Okay. I have not seen shuttle and 3-cones from any of the D-linemen yet.
You just look at this guy. Look like that's a 300-pounder that doesn't
good
look,
Cedar Bowl.
It doesn't look 300 pounds.
No, he looks like a basketball player type guy. You know, I'm sure he'll be 10 pounds heavier in 2 years of good weight.
Yeah.
He's very intriguing.
And that arm over move is the arm over that he kept hitting people with at the Senior Bowl, and they just couldn't block it.
Couldn't block it. He was really quick off the snap.
The arms are so long that he's got the
reach. It gets to you fast.
Yeah.
It gets to you really fast. No, I'd be very intrigued with him. I sit here in the first day of March going, third, fourth round, I'd be all over him. But then he goes like 55th overall.
Yeah.
You know, because there's those human beings don't grow on trees. Right.
I mean, there are only so many of those guys on the planet.
And everyone's saying the same thing, going, oh, I'll take that guy, those tools to work with. And we just saw him at Senior Bowl do well. Like, where are the negatives?
Right, right. Yeah.
And a weak defensive tackle class.
Yeah. And especially it's weaker because of there's a bunch of smaller guys in this, a bunch of the shorter guys in this one.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fine for some teams. That's not going to bother them.
Right.
But if you come into this looking for, he's got to be 6'4", or at least 6'3", in, a lot of change. And 300 pounds, there might be six.
Yeah, it might be six, which is almost like going into a receiver draft saying, I only want a slot that's super shifty, or I only want an outside receiver.
I got to have a receiver
that's
big-time
deep threat. Yeah, that runs under 4.5, that's a downfield guy. Like, if you're coming in with parameters, which a lot of people will, and Steelers in particular, or the D-line, they're going to be hard to meet this year. So you might have to take that guy a little earlier than most drafts, and not to mention – The two guys that look like they're pretty set to be first-round picks, Newton and Murphy, don't fit that mold. So, they're definitely the smaller penetrator attacking type. And the league likes those guys now more than they ever did. I mean, it's a passing league and all those things. But it's a tough place to shop right now.
Yeah, it was one of the reasons why the Steelers traded up a few years ago into the fifth round, traded the future pick into the fifth round to get Isaiah Loudermilk because
he has these traits.
He has those traits.
Yeah.
He was probably the last guy in that draft that had those traits, and they didn't have a pick in that round.
But there's not a Quinnen Williams or a Jeffrey Simmons that has all the above, the power and the explosive. I mean, that guy doesn't exist in this draft.
Absolutely. We're going to get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and Fox Sports Pittsburgh. We are live from the NFL Scouting Combine, our final 2 hours here. At some point, we're hopeful that Steelers general manager Omar Khan will drop by. I'm texting people to find out about this.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll see. Other stuff comes up.
Oh,
during this. I mean,
it's a busy time.
He's a very busy guy when he's out here because, there are workouts going on, there's interviews going on, things of that nature. He, of course, wasn't here the first couple of days. I'm sure there was some catch-up.
Right,
in that regard as well. So we'll see what happens with that. But we're going to get to a break. We'll be back with more on The Drive right after this.
Combine live from Indianapolis on Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt
just
Williamson.
In time, dude.
I'm like looking over there. We're getting ready to go back on the air. You just got to
use the bathroom once in a while. Yeah, got a drink on the way. Hit the water fountain. All out of fluids here.
So we're starting to get some measurements now.
You like my 10-yard split, though, coming from the water fountain from here on the bad knee?
Did not look good. starting to get some measurements now on some of the defensive
backs. That's actually what I was thinking about while I was taking care of business back there. I'm like, I wonder if we have D-back measurements yet.
Kyrie Jackson from Oregon.
Ooh, let's go.
6'3 and 6'8.
Wow.
194 pounds, 32 and 6'8 inch arms, 9 2/8 inch handle, wingspan 78 inches.
Yeah, I mean, he's a condor.
He is a condor.
Yeah, he's like basically 6'4". Wow.
DJ James out of Auburn.
Okay.
5'11 and 5'8".
Good.
175 pounds. So a little
bit
heavier.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be skinny, but that's not too bad, right?
I mean, I'd seen stuff where he was like 160 pounds.
Yeah.
No, he's.
I wonder if he runs. I mean, my hunch is look good here, run at Auburn's pro day.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see. 31-inch arms, 8 3/8 inch hands. So tiny hands.
That doesn't. I mean, it affects your ball skills and ability to hold, you know, hauling the ball at times, but it's that, you know, you still would get PBUs. And do we think he's a slot only?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's Cam Hart out of Notre Dame.
He's huge, huh?
6'3", 202, 33-inch arms, 9 3/8 inch hands, and a 78 7/8 wingspan.
Yeah, he has wider shoulders than some of these tall, skinny guys.
Yeah.
He's giant.
Cooper DeJean, I should say. 6'5", basically. So 6 4/8. Mm-hmm. 203.
Good.
31 1/8 inch arms, 9 5/8 hands, 74 7/8 7/8 wingspan.
He looks apart. I mean, big guy. I wonder how much he's been able to work out and stuff too, you know, over the last couple months. Maybe his body's even going to change more once he's back to full go.
Yeah.
He can do a lot.
Tennessee's Kamal Haddon. He's kind of a mid-round, third, fourth round guy. 6'1", 196, basically 31-inch arms, 74 1/8 inch.
That's the size you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the size. This is a big one. Mike Sanistril.
Ooh, okay.
5'9 3/8.
Oh, that's so better than I thought. Better, right.
Yeah, he's not under 5'9.
He's bigger than Mike Hilton or a guy like that. All right,
I mean, that's Denzel Ward size, basically.
Yeah, that's a good comp, right?
Yeah, 182 pounds, which, okay.
You knew he wasn't going to be 200, right?
Right, yeah, but that's a pretty thick guy for, you know, okay.
He throws his body around, too.
Yeah, basically 31-inch arms, and he has a 74 1/2 inch wingspan, despite being.
I mean, he has a broad chest, too, for like a corner, smaller guy.
Which helps you if you're
his size is better than I thought.
If you're going to be a slot.
Oh, yeah.
The longer arms, because you're going to do a lot of run tackling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wrapping up big backs, pulling guards, things like that. Now, I think that's a good start for the combine for him.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal.
You look at, okay, so Nate Wiggins is the next guy on here.
I wonder if he weighs.
6'1 3/8.
Tall.
173 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a problem. 30 1/2 inch arms, 30 inches and a half. 9-inch hands, 74 2/8 inch wingspan. So Sanistril has a longer wingspan
than Wiggins.
Interesting.
Sanistril's is long. Wiggins is not. I don't love that. And we were actually just talking about Wiggins with Dane, you know, 20 minutes ago or so. And, you know, we're talking about Steeler fits. He said, boy, he's super twitchy. I don't know if he's the physical banger that team wants at that position. Then he comes in tall and long, you know, not great length and under 180, right?
Was it
176? Yeah. I might hesitate to use the 20th pick on him, but then he'll run a 4.2 today, and,
right? You know, and then he'll say, "Well, I'm 176 pounds because."
In the pro day, he'll be 183 or something. Yeah, still, he's still lean.
Yeah, Terry and Arnold.
Ooh.
5'11 6/8. So just under 6 foot, 189 pounds.
I thought he'd be a little heavier.
31 5/8 inch arms. He's got a 76 1/4 inch wingspan.
Okay, those are all fine.
Yeah.
But not blow your doors off.
No, I mean, it's
fine.
Average cornerback size.
Yeah.
Kalen Carson out of Wake Forest, another one of those mid-round. 5'11 7/8, 199 pounds. 31 3/8 inch arms and 75 5/8 on the wingspan.
Okay. I mean, he's a pound under, but 200-pound corners are
not a dime
a dozen. Yeah.
Let's see here. Who else we got here?
Seen any safeties yet?
Just listing them all as DBs here.
No, okay. And
there's 100 of them that have made into it. Jarvis Brownlee, another guy.
I think he's going to be 178-ish.
He's 5'10 3/8.
Not bad.
194 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So a little thicker than you would think. 31.
Wonder if he does the I'm not going to run trick and look good at this one.
I don't know if you'd do that as a cornerback.
Yeah. I like him.
31 and a quarter inch arm, 75 and a quarter inch on the wingspan.
Okay. That passes all the tests, though. That's a good start for him.
Chris,
he screams like third round.
Missouri's Chris Abrams Drain, another one of those mid-round guys. 5'11 and 3/8, 179, 31 inch arm, 74 and 5/8 on the wingspan.
Fine. Yeah. Check the box.
Johnny Dixon out of Penn State, 5'10 and 6/8, so almost 5'11, 188 pounds, 29 and a half inch arms.
Ooh.
So a little shorter on the arms. Mm-hmm. And he might be a slot.
I'd say he screams slot to me.
Yeah. Let's see. Kalen King, the other Penn State corner, 5'11 and a quarter, 191 pounds, 30 inches and 7/8 on the arms, and a 74 and a quarter inch wingspan.
What's with the short arm Penn State corners?
I don't know.
Yeah. His size is about where we thought it'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, 5'11 and 7/8, 190 pounds, 30 inch arms, 73 and a quarter inches on the wingspan. We get Chris Braswell.
Why is he?
We're into these are today's measurement. That's from yesterday still.
Okay, I was going to say he's an edge.
Why are we? I'm missing some. Some. Oh, need to
got to refresh a little bit.
Got to refresh here because we're. So
they're
got,
just pumping them out like crazy right now.
Charles Robinson's putting these out on Twitter as they come out here. Kamari Lassiter from Georgia, 5'11 and 4/8, 186 pounds. 30 and 7/8 on the arm length and 73 and 3/4 inches on the wingspan.
Not super physically imposing.
No, for a guy that's a safety, but he might be a slot safety.
I think Lassiter's going to be a corner.
You're right.
He might be a slot.
I'm mixing those
guys. Not super physical either. Yeah. You just think a Georgia starting corner that's played as much as he had would be more impressive physically.
Elijah Jones out of Boston College.
Oh, this is a guy that we need to know a lot
about. We've talked about him a little bit here. 6'1 and a half inches on the height, 185 pounds, 31 and a half inches on the arm length, 76 inch wingspan.
Yeah, okay. So his arms aren't super long, takes the ball away, a little on the lean side, but he's tall. I mean, he fits the Steeler mold in a big way.
Yeah, and I would think
that's a name we need to know, yeah.
I would think that Mike Tomlin might know a little something.
Maybe a little bit. Have a little scoop on him.
Yeah. Let's see here. Anybody else sticking out here? Kind of tough to. I don't understand. They've kind of screwed up Twitter a little bit here, or the X Twitter. Some of this stuff, but you know, I think when you look at
this corner class isn't bad. I mean, the day two stuff. If they don't get one in round one.
There's dudes.
We had a pretty good conversation with Dane about it just now. Second, third, fourth round, I think you're going to be pretty happy with your selection for where the Steelers sit.
Yeah.
And I think we both agree they're going to draft one.
Yeah. In terms of these guys, the cornerbacks, the different sizes and heights, and everything, that doesn't bother me because you use different guys different. Like, you know, we talk about Sanastrell. Well, he's 5'9 and, you know, and change. He's a slot.
He would be your Sullivan, and you'd much rather have Sanastrell, without question. And obviously, they have a penchant for going after long, tall corners. Their corner room is going to be as pretty as any in the league.
Yeah, but they don't have.
But that doesn't want them all of them,
right?
You don't want the whole corner room to be 6'3" condors.
Yeah. You always talk about your wide receiver room, how you want that to look like a basketball team. Mm-hmm. You got your point guard, you got your center.
Well, how do you guard those guys?
Yeah. Your defensive backs kind of need to be that
sort
same,
of a mirror.
Yeah, backcourt. You know, you're not going to have the center. You're not going to have the 6'8" guy.
Yeah, you don't want Trice or Porter in the slot. I mean, those guys are outside dudes or following the number one. And you need some physicality and some thicker body types. And, you know, a slot safety would be very much in the mix if you could get one that could drop all the way back to the deep half or come down in the box. And so – no, I do think you need a variety, including your linebackers and safeties. You know, a tall 6'2" safety that can play in the box, you know, but you don't want them outside the numbers. Well, that might be big against the Ravens this year with their double tight end sets. Or you got to be really versatile. week to week.
Yeah, that to me is why a guy like DeGene is so.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he gives you just that.
He's
that
the answer to every test.
Yeah, he gives you that position versatility. Oh, you need to slot this game? He plays in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Minka.
Minka
can
have
play
one.
In the slot. He can play there. He can play there. Yeah. You know, wherever you need him at.
As great as Joey is, and he's obviously a foundational player, he's not that.
Yeah.
He's going to follow ones. I mean, that's a rare
trait. That's a rare trait.
So that in itself has immense value, but you do need some puzzle pieces that don't all look the same.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we'll keep...
Skeleton key.
Right. Yeah, the cheat codes.
Mm-hmm. No, DeGene is definitely that.
Yeah.
I think that's why people like Arnold a lot, too, because he's physical enough to play the run. He's going to play spend a lot of time in the slot. Did you hear about the McKinstry injury?
Yes, I did. I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. I mean, there's a ton of information, but now is he there in the second round for the Steelers? That's a different conversation.
Well, they're saying it's a Jones fracture in the foot, mm-hmm. and he expects to be able – he's going to get it fixed and expects to be able to run at the pro day.
But he's not the fastest guy to begin with. You know, Moats had a good call, seeing it from a player's perspective. He's like, well, if he hasn't run, speed's not his forte to begin with. Do you want to get it fixed and then a week later run your only 40 if you're not real fast to begin with? You know, I mean, if 4.62 doesn't help you, I'd rather just not run it. Maybe do everything but.
Or you look at the 4, you know, a team might look at the 4.62 and say, well, he's really a 4.54 guy.
Mm-hmm. You knew he's not a 4.3 guy. I mean, we all know that watching the tape. But the biggest question is his running. You can't imagine it's going to be in perfect, pristine condition.
To me, the bigger thing for these cornerbacks, as much as – you know, everybody gets enamored with the straight line speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a change of direction.
Yes. Agreed. And he's good in that way. And he's smart and he's under control and has good eyes. And I forget who was describing it this way, that he's great with his back to the ball, which is when corners lose
panic.
Their mind.
They
lose their marbles. Right,
that's when
right.
they start getting grabby. And
I don't know where the ball's coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to get beat. Yeah. But he's experienced. He's smart. Saban coached. I'm still intrigued. I don't want him at 20, to be very honest with you, because there's just 20 other guys I like better. But if he starts to slip, he could be in the mix.
Yeah, so we'll see, you know, how that and
but you feel for the kid, too.
You really do.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this for Max Melton.
He's another one. Could be a day two.
5'11", 187, 32 and an eighth-inch arms.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Bigger than I thought, to be honest.
76 and 5/8-inch wingspan. He can fly.
He can fly.
Yeah.
He may... This might be a really good combine for him.
Quinion Mitchell.
Ooh. Yeah, but he's 208.
6 foot and an eighth, 195.
Okay.
He probably slimmed down.
I bet he's built for speed then.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about setting records. And
he's a confident young man.
Yeah, he is. But you want from your corner. Yeah, as long as it goes too far. But, yeah, I don't think he's has a lot of self-doubt.
No, he's not lacking in anything in terms of that, despite the – you know, when you look at him – he could have left Toledo.
Oh yeah, I think
he was getting offers. Yeah.
Right.
And he
it's
decided
not hard to spot that talent.
Yeah, you know? He decided to stay there out of loyalty to the program that had brought him up. And not a lot of these guys are doing that now.
No, I mean Wes always brings it up with Zach Frazier. He could have went to Bama. I mean that's hard to say no to. I mean
that's where he's from.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. I don't ding any of these players now for transferring. It used to be a major red flag.
Yeah, if somebody's like, waving the dollars at you and just peeling them off, you know,
I remember when Flacco came out. I was like, well, he couldn't beat out Tyler Palko at Pitt. I mean, why do I want that guy? He went to Delaware. Now, if you transfer, it's not a negative at all. But the dudes that do stay that obviously could have left, that to me is like, wow, okay, that's – I like that loyalty. And, you know, I forget his name, but there's a guard at North Dakota State that I guess got all kinds of SEC offers this year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, I committed – I'm into sticking to the end. I respect that.
You know? No, I do too. And you know, what I really don't like to see. I get it if somebody. I've kind of changed my mind on this a little bit because of the money that's now involved.
Yeah.
If somebody transfers, if you're a backup at somewhere and you want to go somewhere else and play,
mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get
somebody's
that part.
Offering
that's
you the money.
That's a little different, right?
The ones that are transferring 3 and 4 times.
Is a little nuts.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but Arthur said it yesterday. He's like, I was at James Madison. If the times were different and someone was offering me a nice chunk of change, my family could have used it. I would have gone.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
right.
I mean, everybody has different family situations. I
right.
get it. Josh Newton out of TCU. 5'10 and 5'8, 190, 31 inch arms, 74 and a quarter inch on the wingspan. He's another one of those mid round guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of them now. I mean, a lot of those names you've just mentioned in the last 20 minutes should absolutely be in the second, but maybe third round mix more so. And there's a lot to pick from.
There's a lot of them. So,
and none of them I thought, you know, really stood out negatively height weight stuff so far.
Yeah, there's nobody's coming in 5'8 change.
No, like noticeably smaller than we thought, you know. So, no, I like this group.
Absolutely. Let's get to a break. Okay. He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to us live from the NFL Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis on Steelers Nation Radio and Fox Sports Pittsburgh. We'll be back with more right after this.
Live from the 2024 NFL Combine, this is Steelers Nation Radio.
Yinchat's new Combine Challenge is now live. Yinchat is the Steelers trivia and predictive game where you can compete versus Steeler Nation for prizes. This week, answer daily trivia on the NFL Combine. Now, today, one of the questions for today is the number of cornerbacks registering a 40-yard dash faster than 4.3 seconds in this year's draft. 4.3 is flying.
That's flying.
Over or under 1.5?
Under 4.3.
Under 4.3.
I don't know the names that I would say have a real, real good chance, but I'm going to go under.
I think
4.29 is moving.
Yeah, if you're saying under, if 4.30 doesn't get you there,
right?
You got to be under that. There's probably like five guys in history.
Slightly more, but not many.
Not many more than that.
Right.
Just defensive backs.
And we were just talking about corners.
Running backs and wide receivers and things like that. That's flying.
I mean, last segment, we were just talking about how we like the size of all these corners. Well, fast guys, I mean, if they're a little heavier than we thought, then, you know, they're probably slightly less likely to go under 4.3.
Yeah, you answer that question now on Yinchat on the Steelers mobile app for your chance to win a signed jersey from Broderick Jones, the Steelers' first-round
perfect
pick last year. Questions close on Monday.
And, get on that.
Yeah, on that. And then I also sent for my iPhone. I'm tapping the helmet there, Gerard.
Inside joke, but that's great.
Anyways, can we tell that on the air? No, okay.
Probably not. It's not awful, but it is humorous. Let's just say
there was sometimes
we don't have to say the name.
They're Ron Burgundy type situations with
reading the cards.
And I get it when you do a lot of these reads and things like that, and you're sitting there and you're reading. You get several of them, and you're reading, and you just continue to read right through the whole. Well, at one point there was a player who was doing a PSA, and he was reading said PSA, and while wearing a helmet, and at the end of it, it said, you tap the helmet, and he kept reading, you tap the helmet, instead of just tapping the helmet.
One time I would understand, but after
it happened multiple times.
The humorous part here was over and over and over. And if we told you the name, you'd say, that adds up.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah, that's put two and two together. Yep.
Okay. Just looking here at some of the other heights and weights here, and again with the speed for the cornerbacks. Really anything like guys will look at or people will look at a guy who runs a 4.55 and say, oh, I don't know if he's fast enough to play.
Might have to go safety.
That's plenty fast enough.
Depending on your scheme,
depending on your scheme and your size and what you're asking from. If I'm playing a zone scheme and I'm primarily a zone, like Deshae Townsend.
Oh yeah.
A 4.5 mid 4.5 guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever questions his speed when the Steelers are playing a lot of zone blitz.
True.
He's got his eyes on the corner on that quarterback, and he's breaking on the football.
Those Seahawk cover three teams want length more than speed. You know what I mean, depending what you're after at the position, who's in your division, things of that nature. Steelers specifically, though, I think their secondary has to be faster next year than was last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as a whole.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to play as much man as they do
and
want to do, you have to have the speed.
Yeah. I mean, Wallace is not a speed demon. Peterson's not a speed demon. I mean, so I think defensive team speed in the secondary should be an offseason priority for them.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely going to add more defensive backs. I don't want ones with questionable speed.
Yeah.
But your point's very well taken. Depending what you're at, it doesn't mean he can't play corner.
Yeah.
If you're a 4.55 guy.
I mean, again, we talked about the linebackers to open the show today. 4.6 is plenty fast enough for an inside
4.6 is moving.
Yeah.
4.6 is moving.
You don't want is 4.8.
4.8 is worrisome. I mean, yeah. You're probably only a between the tackle plugger banger, and those guys are falling by the wayside quick.
Yeah, looking here at some of those linebacker sizes from late yesterday, Steel Chambers, 6 foot and 3/4, mm-hmm. 226.
Fine.
And he'll run. He'll run well.
Only three of them did the three cone, but he was the best of the three or whatever. You know, but the athleticism is his forte. He looks like a special teamer, turn, hopeful starter, maybe spot player in the meantime.
It maybe plays just as a dime linebacker or something like that.
Maybe.
His teammate, his fellow, I don't want to call the Ohio State Michigan guy's teammate.
There's some listeners that would not approve.
his conference mate, mm-hmm. Junior Colson, 6'2 and 2'8", 238.
Great size
there. Yep. 32.5-inch arms, so he's got a little bit longer arms.
Very physically impressive.
77.5-inch wingspan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in contention for first linebacker off the board. Really impressive player.
He and Edger and Cooper right next to each other here. They're almost identical.
Really close,
6'2 and an eighth for Cooper, 230, 34-inch arms.
A little leaner, a little longer.
Yeah.
I think he's a little more explosive, but and I think they're equal, pretty close to equal prospects.
Wingspan on him. Like he's,
which would play
well as a middle-of-the-field linebacker.
Oh, yeah. He takes up a lot of space. He disrupts throwing lanes. The zone stuff's really good, and he can really run, too.
Yeah. Let's see here. I finally figured out this whole thing here. Tommy Eichenberg out of Notre Dame, another guy, 6'2 and 3'8", 233.
I don't think he ran.
He did not.
He looks the part, and he's plenty, size-wise is not an issue.
Jalen Ford out of Texas, 6'2 and 3'8", 240.
Ooh. I think he moves pretty well for a big guy, too.
Yeah, 31 and 3/4-inch arms, 74-inch and change wingspan.
Maybe he gets into day two.
Yeah. Cedric Gray out of North Carolina. 6'1.5", 234, 32.5-inch arms, and a 78.38 wingspan.
Is that the highest one we've seen yet?
I think from the linebackers.
From the linebackers,
Like, so you're spreading it out.
No, his build is good for what we're after here, too.
Yeah. Tyron Hopper out of Missouri, 6'1 and 3/4", 231. 31 and 3/8-inch arms, 77 3/4-inch arms for him. So
that'll work.
Yeah, that's big enough to ride the ride as well.
Not a lot of, from what I saw, the linebacker heights and weights, there's not a lot of safety linebacker size guys, and there's not hardly any 240, 245 bangers types.
Yeah.
You know,
they're all in that 225 to 240 range, somewhere in there.
I mean, as much as teams spread the ball out in college and all that, that's the neighborhood these guys are at now.
Yeah. Starting to see some of that morph a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a while there where, there were all these guys that were, 6 foot, 220.
Yeah.
6 foot, 215. Like, what are you doing?
Can you play in the box?
Yeah, the kid that the Browns drafted.
JOK.
JOK.
He's very small. He flies down the field.
Yeah. But you wonder, you worry
only
about
some
the
things he can do. And, the injuries and holding up for the whole season, that kind of stuff, too.
Jeremiah Trotter.
I don't think this was good from what I remember.
6 foot, 228.
Yeah.
31.5-inch
arms. Short
arms. Yeah. Just.
I
that stands out in the wrong way.
I know.
This group.
I wish he was more of a heavier banger by the way he plays.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I mean, I'm sure he's trying to stay lean to run well for this game or for this, event. I respect what he does on the field and his father and all that, but I can't consider him in the second round.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we saw at the earliest.
Peyton Wilson go out yesterday and run a 4.43 40, 6'3" and 7/8", so almost 6'4".
That height really stands out.
233 pounds, but the arm length 30.5 inches.
Very short.
But the wingspan 75 3/4 inches.
Isn't as bad, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's why they give you both.
More surface area with tackling there because mm-hmm. you're using the shoulder.
Yep. So I knew he had medical issues. Dane said he's had 12 surgeries.
Oh, boy.
Since high school.
Oh.
Including high school, it was.
Yeah.
That's, well, in his life, he's had 12 surgeries.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no doctor, but.
I got to think there's red flags there. You can't tell me all those things are fine, no concerns.
Yeah, just a.
But is it he's, you know, week to week to stay healthy, or is he a one contract guy only and then you don't want to invest in him?
I mean, that's the problem.
That's where you got to weigh those things. Yeah.
They should also, with a lot of these things like this, because this matters, when you're putting these things out, put the age with the guy.
Yeah.
This prospect is 20, like Nate Wiggins.
Yes.
This prospect is 24.
Especially for
25.
Weight. 25. I mean, as we all know, you get into your 20s and human being men, you're going to put some weight on naturally.
A team might look at a guy like Wiggins and say, okay, yes, he's lean now.
But he's a year younger than most of these guys.
He's way, you know, he's not 24 like some of these other guys. He's going to put on 10 good pounds.
And people laugh at this stuff, but that's why they walk out on the stage in their underwear. You want to see their bone structure.
Yeah.
I mean, if he has really narrow hips and, you know, bone structure, he's going to have a harder time holding weight, putting weight on. And, you know, real narrow calves, you know, you're not going to add 2 pounds per calf, you know. So that kind of stuff matters in terms of, yeah, he is 20 and he's only 180. Can we get him to 190? Oh, yeah, he looks like he can hold it.
Yeah.
You know?
Kool-Aid McKinstry, 5'11 and a half, 199 pounds, 32 inch arms, and basically 76 inches on the wingspan.
That's good measurements. I mean, he's a solidly built, strong guy.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you wanted to see from him there. Mm-hmm. Andrew Phillips. Another guy that we
like. Kentucky linebacker and the Kentucky corner, to me, are both really intriguing for this year.
He came in at 5'10 and 6'8", so basically 5'11", 190 pounds, 31 and a quarter inch arms, and a 75 inch wingspan.
I think he's a day two player, and I think he's supposed to run really well.
Yeah. Enos Rakestraw, another one of those guys.
I didn't see his measurements.
And he may benefit from the Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. You know, he may now be more solidly
jump into
in the
five
first round.
Or, yeah.
5'11 and 3/8", 183 pounds, 32 inch arms, and a 75 and 5/8 inch wingspan. And he's a guy, you know, when you talk about the physicality, he will take on the edge and do those
he
things.
He plays strong.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a wiry Lamar Jackson strength guy. You know, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder, but he is. A lot of strength to him for not being a particularly heavy, thickly built guy. He's not bashful at all.
No, not at all. And so that's a guy that
I can see Steelers really like him.
Yeah.
I just think he's in no man's land between 20 and the 50s.
You know? Yeah, that's the problem.
But like if there's a trade down,
he's probably
or trade
too
up,
high for 20, but he's not going to make it to 52.
No chance, I don't think.
Yeah. Which is interesting. You know, if you see a run on those quarterbacks early, and when we had,
I'm getting the thought McCarthy's no chance of being there at 20.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there will be four off the board.
And you look at that grouping of, you know, when we had Tony on yesterday, said it kind of backed up what we've been saying here, that there's 24 first round grade guys.
Yes.
With the Steelers sitting at 20.
And that might not even include McCarthy.
And that might not include.
Right.
That's where I was going with that.
Oh,
because
okay.
The quarterbacks, I think he said he had three quarterbacks in that.
I can't remember how Tony had him. But
I think that's what he said.
I remember him not loving McCarthy.
One or two of those quarterbacks happen to go up there, now you're down to 26 draftable, you know, guys that are, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're the Steelers and you're sitting there at 20, you say, okay, we can move back 4 or 5 spots. Maybe we don't get our number one guy that we were thinking we're going to get at 20.
But if there's three pretty
equal. We've got five guys that we're going to take there. We can move back.
I think that's very much in the cards, especially considering the tackle and corner depth. Another name that I think is Steeler fans should be happy about is Chop Robinson. It's such a good day.
Yeah.
Could he go in the top 19 now?
All the mock drafts that you've seen to this point had him behind, you know, going after that Steeler pick. Now all of a sudden teams start going, well, he's got better traits than what we thought. We could use an edge rusher.
Edge guys never fall.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so he's another one that could be in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I like where they sit at 20. Is the
it's
bottom
a good spot.
Line. Yeah.
It's a good spot. Unlike some previous years where you're looking at, oh, there's 15 first rounders and you're sitting at 20 and you're like, well, we're not going
to
get any of those
guys.
It
would be really costly to go from 20 to 15 to get in there. Where this one, you may pick up something nice to move back 2-3 spots.
Yeah, for somebody who has to have one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Chop Robinson they have to have.
Right.
The other two edges are gone and they see a drop off.
Could be, absolutely. That could be the case. We're going to get to another break. That's going to do it for hour number one of The Drive here live from the NFL Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis. We'll be back with hour number two here on The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio and Fox Sports Pittsburgh right after this. He's Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. Don't you go anywhere.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.